Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, Cole. I know you know what's funny is that we normally don't do this without Tony.
Ooh.
But I feel that you can handle it. And you're more than just, you know, a fill-in guy for today. You know, you are a friend of the show.
I'm a friend of the show. I somewhat am around this building a lot. I'm in here more often than I'm not, so.
And I feel, and the other reasoning is that there is a couple stories that were just too good. I had to talk about them today, and this is where we usually talk about these stories.
All right. So
just some random stories.
So the good, the bad, the dumb, a Tony DeZiri fan favorite.
Yes.
But Cole Thompson filling in, trying to make sure if he can pick the good, the bad, the dumb. Ronald,
all right, so
what do we got?
Here's the good of the day. You ready?
I'm ready for the good of the day.
Chiefs Kingdom is doing it right. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but after the Chiefs beat the Bills in epic, epic, heartbreaking fashion for Bills fans.
Don't mind me.
Chiefs Kingdom took to, I don't know, they just opened up their wallets and started donating $13 to Josh Allen's charity, the Oshai.
It's the Oshai Children's Hospital in Buffalo.
Yeah, and they have now amassed nearly $200,000 at $13 apiece.
So, let me explain why this is very good. Because a Josh Allen absolutely earned the right to get the ball back and try and win this for his football team. And also won that football game twice, I might add. There's very few times that you ever look at a quarterback and go, oh, hey, remember that gateway drive you had? You got to do it again. And most players don't get that done. So Josh Allen absolutely deserved the opportunity to be hosting a playoff game this weekend against...
No, and Chiefs fan recognizing, too. Right. Josh Allen, I mean, he didn't lose that game.
No, not even close.
He didn't make any mistakes there in those final 2 minutes.
I'm going to be completely honest. This is going to be a trivia question like down the line one day. What was the greatest losing quarterback performance of all time? Josh Allen has a very good argument for that.
You know what hurts though is watching all those all the fan videos from, you know, either personal fan videos or bars of Bills fans knowing that they had the game secured because there's only 13 seconds left on the clock. No one can do anything in 13 seconds.
Well, you can when you're playing in a cover three set if nobody decided to cover both Tyreek Hill and I don't know, Travis Kelce, the greatest tight end potentially in the NFL for the next 10 to 15 years. Here's my problem with this deal. I remember when Josh Allen's grandmother passed away, and they made this a really big thing with the Osai Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
They named the wing after his grandmother, which is an absolute honor. They did increments of 17 in honor of his number. They did increments of 13 in honor of his insult.
That's why I also threw on here. Is it throwing some shade at the
it's
same
throwing
time?
Throwing 100% shade at him. Hey, bro, congratulations on getting a fourth touchdown pass to Gabriel Davis, who, by the way, had the game of his absolute life. Why not go ahead and make it 13? Oh, okay. And this is the kick. This is the real kicker. We're going to go ahead and say it's 13 for the number of seconds it took to crush your dreams. But instead, we're going to pretend we're going to do increments of 13 like you threw all those touchdowns to number 13 on the day, Gabriel Davis, into the end zone. Congratulations, Joshy. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm buying that.
I'm not buying that whatsoever. That was the funny thing. It's like I saw trending on Twitter a couple days ago when the first thing started coming in, 13. I was like, that's just petty. And then I saw a bunch of Chiefs fans. I donated $13 because it's like me hitting a touchdown pass to Gabriel Davis, number 13. No, it's not, bro.
No.
It is complete and total shade saying, hey, bro. Here's $13 for those 13 seconds.
Diggs is 14, right?
Diggs is 14.
So what if if they just started doing $14 and it was 14 seconds left and you know that Stephon Diggs, what did he do besides tackle a fan on the field?
He had one big catch. He had one big catch in the fourth quarter. That was it. You want to know who else had one big catch?
That's right, the two-point conversion.
You want to know who else had one big catch in the fourth quarter? Emmanuel Sanders. You want to know who else had one big catch in the fourth quarter? Dawson Knox. Devin Singletary. Josh Allen probably bad at the line of scrimmage. Ball gets thrown back to himself. Everyone had a big catch in the fourth quarter. Everyone had a big catch in the last 2 minutes. Yeah, 13 seconds left of the clock. Oh, 13. Gabriel Davis, good job, buddy. I'm not buying that whatsoever. It's complete and total shade, but $200,000 is going towards the Oceanside Children's Hospital, which is an absolute honor and a privilege. I know that Josh Allen, his family, and the entire city of Buffalo appreciates that for the Children's Hospital. So,
yep.
Very good story. I will give it that.
And you know
he
what?
He could have 17.
Hey, I know he can't wait to, what's Mahomes' number, 18?
15.
So, you know, let's fast forward to next year. Maybe there's 15 seconds left on the clock. Josh Allen drives him down, then Bills Mafia can repay the favor and do 15.
You want to
go, that was for Mahomes.
You want to know what I'm really going to be interested in? Is if, like, this becomes a trend.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
Like we see 28 seconds left on the clock, and Josh gets a touchdown pass on the first play, and they do kick it inbounds, so that way it's instead of 28 seconds, more so like 19 or something like
yeah.
that. That, to me, is going to be interesting. And then for the next few years, we start seeing this be a trend. Again, I believe this.
Hey, it's a positive trend. Let it happen.
Listen, I do believe that this is the rivalry to watch for in the NFL for years and years to come. I really start hoping that it's like 15 and 13 from now on, or 15 and 17 seconds left on the clock for both these guys.
Yep.
Just see what happens.
Just to see.
What is the bad story?
The bad of the day is Shaquille O'Neal took to his podcast, and he knows how to fix the Cowboys.
All right.
Which is fire Mike McCarthy.
Well, okay.
He's on the right page there.
I don't see the bad part here.
And hire Deion Sanders.
Are you sure that's not the dumb story of the day?
That's not the dumb story
okay,
of the day.
Okay, because, I mean, here's the here's
sometimes the bad can be dumb.
Here's the kicker. I would be very interested in hearing about primetime going to a major college program next season if he does well at Jackson State this year with all these top-tier recruits going towards Jackson State.
Yeah.
We already have Travis Hunter there, and there's a few other names that did transfer there. Antonio Doyle, the former five-star linebacker from Missouri, is going there from Texas A&M, so that's really interesting. If he's able to win at Jackson State again and go undefeated and really get this team kind of in that high upper echelon tier level, you got to consider him for a major job. I mean, because it's not just recruiting. It's also the sheer fact of poise and, you know, his
well, I mean, but he also was intelligent enough to surround himself with some great coordinators.
Right. And that's the kicker, is that he has to be willing to also say, whatever you pay me, I'm going to take a pay cut to bring my coordinators mm-hmm. with me to make sure they get paid, which I think he would absolutely do. But there also is a fine level between the NFL and college. College, yeah. You can kind of get away with a
Listen,
little bit
how
more
many,
fun.
How many college coaches have we seen just flame out in the NFL?
It's not even
great
the,
college coaches,
to
too.
To me, it's not even the flame out part. To me, it's more so the level of maturity. I mean, think about this for a second. Deion Sanders threw a temper tantrum at a press conference for someone calling him Deion and not coach. Somebody
yeah.
decided to call him Deion and not coach, and they lost their dang mind and said, have a nice day. Imagine somebody walking up to a press. Like, imagine him going on, like, Good Morning Football or NFL Network one day. Hey Deion. Hey, no. It's coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, Dallas Cowboys coach Deion. Like, is that what we're going to have to address him as from this point on? It's little things like that that I do understand where people are like, maybe pump the brakes a little bit on this. I'm not really interested in getting that guy to be my head coach when he's going to act this way. I will say that the Dallas Cowboys would be very interesting. I would love to see who was the hire as the offense coordinator. Would he bring in Kellen Moore? Or would he go get another name out there?
Yeah.
I'd be very interested to see how would that staff be built. Somebody also said get Coach Tony Romo, and I'm like, bro. I'd rather be out at that point.
No, here's the deal. Here's what the Cowboys are going to do. They're going to keep Mike McCarthy for this next season.
Right.
And then Jerry Jones is going to finagle something with the Saints and get Sean Payton out of his deal with them and bring him on as head coach.
I absolutely love the fact that people are out there right now are just like, Sean Payton's the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, maybe in 2023. No, 2022. Bro, are you out of your freaking mind? Is he really going to write a check for $80 million for a head coach and then trade
yeah.
away a pick for
nah,
it?
They're going to wait.
Like people are. I hate to be this guy. I don't really care. People are freaking idiots, man, out
and
there.
And they may wait 2 years, too.
I say, let's be frank. Say he goes 12-4 again next year. Why not wait another year?
Yeah.
You want what you're going to give up then? Fifth round pick and like $9 million? Yeah, I'd gladly pay that for Sean Payton. I'm not going to do that mm-hmm. in 2 years, especially if he's winning football games. What is
and we know this about Jerry too, is that he is willing to wait Because Jason Garrett is proof.
I say, not only is Jason Garrett proof, we could give Bill Parcells proof. We can give Wade Phillips proof. There's a lot of coaches who had time out there. And Mike McCarthy, he's winning you football games. And your defense coordinator worked this year. And your offense coordinator is not going anywhere. Again, he's got time.
Yeah.
He's got time.
I mean, Mike McCarthy, I mean, he if he doesn't know it by now, he needs to know that he's just a puppet. He's just a man in front of the camera.
I honestly wonder, though, who's going to be the puppet master next year. Is it going to be Dan Quinn? Is it going to be Kellen Moore? Is it going to be another name come in? Is it going to be defensive coordinator prime time? You never know.
Yeah, how about we start there first?
What's the dumb story?
The dumb story is that McDonald's is changing up their menu a little bit. I guess, a lot of restaurants have secret menus.
Right.
And McDonald's has secret menus as well.
I've heard of this.
Now, they decided that, you know, some of these items on their secret menu are going to go on their main menu.
Ooh.
And I have no idea why we need this.
But what are the items is the question.
Well, I'll give you one. Okay. Hash brown McMuffin. Which, this one doesn't sound too bad. It's pretty much a sausage McMuffin, but you use hash browns as the buns instead of the McMuffin.
Okay. I'm gonna be completely honest with you guys real fast. I do that.
All right. What about this? What about the crunchy double?
Huh?
It's an order of 6-piece chicken nuggets and stuffing them into a double cheeseburger.
Wait a minute. So you put the McNuggets on the double cheeseburger?
Yeah.
So it's basically like a McGangbang. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, we'll get there.
Yeah. Okay. No. Are they really putting it on the item?
Well, I don't know if that one's on there.
What is it?
But you got the land, air, and sea.
Okay.
And this one combines a chicken sandwich, a Big Mac, and a Filet-O-Fish.
Where's the nearest trash bin? I just need to step outside for a minute.
And there's another one that's the surf and turf. And that combines a double cheeseburger with the Filet-O-Fish.
Still, where is the trash bin? I really need to use it right about now. No. So the one that I was talking about was you take a hot and spicy chicken sandwich and you take a cheeseburger and you take the bun off of one and you take the bun off the other and you combine that. And that's a McGang, and that's what I call.
Yeah.
But the one that I would do every morning after I would leave this radio station, I would go to the McDonald's, I would buy a hash brown and a sausage McMuffin. And I would take the top bun off, and I would put the hash brown on, and I would just eat it that way. So I'd have one bun and a hash brown.
Yeah, your McGang is McChicken and McDouble.
Yeah, McChicken and McDouble. Ooh. So they're actually putting that on the main menu?
That could be on there as well, contemplating it.
Here's all I will
say. I'm just saying, you seem a little too excited for this dumb of the day. I'm just saying that America doesn't need this.
Here's all I will say. I think it's very positive that we're adding these menu items, but part of the reason why I think it's positive is because of now I don't have to look stupid ordering it at the menu, but it is really stupid. It is an absolute dumb item. I mean, I 100% agree with you on that. We do not need more options at the likes of McDonald's. Absolutely terrible. The good, the bad, and the dumb right here on Wake Up Call.